drawing a line on climate change and federal environmental regulations. In a moment, we'll learn how Wyoming lawmakers think teaching the settled science of climate change is inappropriate for school kids. But first, Oklahoma's love affair with carbon has put that state at odds with President Obama on regulating carbon emissions from power plants.
Today, about 40% of America's carbon pollution comes from our power plants. But here's the thing. Right now, there are no federal limits to the amount of carbon pollution that those plants can pump into our air. None. Zero. We limit the amount of toxic chemicals like mercury and sulfur and arsenic in our air or our water, but power plants can still dump unlimited amounts of carbon pollution into the air for free. That's not right, that's not safe, and it needs to stop.
Since the president outlined his intentions in a speech nearly a year ago, he has instructed the Environmental Protection Agency to issue new regulations on power plant emissions and carbon by June 2nd. The Supreme Court has said the EPA has this authority, but the state of Oklahoma says no. The EPA has no such authority to impose limits state by state or even power plant by power plant. Joining us now is Oklahoma's Attorney General Scott Pruitt. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hasn't the Supreme Court given the president a specific authority and the EPA specific authority on this already?
Well, Massachusetts versus EPA was a case that stands for the proposition that CO2 is a hazardous air pollutant under the Clean Air Act. But that is as far as it went. As it related to non-stationary sources, what the president's talking about presently is stationary existing sources, power plants that make up about 40% supposedly of carbon emissions in this country. And the Clean Air Act is not clear, honestly, on how to deal with that. And so our Oklahoma plan is a proposal to the EPA as they are considering rulemaking. As you know, the president has instructed the EPA to publish rules, I think, on the June 2nd of this year. And this is a proposal to the EPA, almost in the form of a comment, as they do their rulemaking on how they should do it properly, consistent with the Clean Air Act.
Now, people who may live in Tennessee, are going to feel the effects of emissions that come from power plants in Oklahoma. Why isn't that a federal concern?
Well, I don't think Oklahoma has said that it isn't a concern, John. I think that obviously the EPA has served a very historical, important role as far as regulating air quality that obviously crosses state borders. That is an important role for them to perform, but they have to do so consistently with the laws as outlined by Congress. And as you look at Section 111D of the Clean Air Act, it clearly says the states have primacy in establishing the plan, the standards, if you will, on a unit-by-unit basis. It does not give the EPA the authority to engage in a cap-and-trade approach where it sets the emission standards on a state-by-state basis. That takes away discretion away from the states as outlined by Congress. This is a rule of law matter, John. It isn't about necessarily whether this is something we ought to be looking at as states or as the EPA. What matters is that as it's done so consistent with the laws as passed by Congress.
Let's take a look at the logic of what the president said a year ago. Is it the case that the EPA is clear on federal regulations of mercury and sulfur and arsenic, but not clear on carbon?
I think that because this is a judicial enactment, if you will, that CO2 is considered a hazardous air pollutant, and you look at existing stationary sources, it is a very fundamental question on how you do that. Perhaps the weather has been determined, whether you should regulate CO2, although I think that's going to be contested by many. I think the how is the focus of the Oklahoma plan.
So if the feds come up with standards, you just want your own ability to meet those standards. You don't necessarily...
The feds have the authority under the Clean Air Act to establish guidelines for the states to adopt standards. That is how the Clean Air Act speaks to this issue. The EPA does not have the authority to establish the standards and impose them upon the states. The states have authority under the Clean Air Act to engage in cost-benefit analyses to determine the best way to achieve the standards that they determine on a unit-by-unit basis.
But doesn't that get you into the business of saying, as a state of Oklahoma, we think it's okay because of our cost-benefit analysis to put this much pollution that's going to end up in states to the east?
Well, I would ask you, John, that's what the Clean Air Act says. So are we supposed to disregard what the Clean Air Act says, the language of the statute itself? The statute says that the state of Oklahoma and every state in the country can determine that less stringent standards are applicable for their power plant
for existing
stationary sources. Yeah, if that is a problem, it needs to be addressed by Congress, not the EPA. The Climate Action Plan that's been published by the president is not force of law. It is a plan that has emanated from the White House. It's not passed Congress. It's not been signed into law by the president. This issue is an important issue. The EPA has a role. Their role is to establish guidelines for the states to follow in establishing standards. If the EPA and the president and Congress wants to change that, they have a way to do that.
Okay, but and I don't want to debate you about this.
Well, you are.
I just want to know what's the goal here? Is the goal to clean the air, or is the goal to make an issue about federalism?
Are they somehow incongruent from your perspective? I mean, I think that what you are saying is that the EPA in Washington, D.C. cares more about the air than the state of Oklahoma or the state of Tennessee or the state of Georgia. And we breathe the air in Oklahoma, not New Yorkers and not the folks in California. We care about the quality of our water and care about the quality of our air, and we balance the factors on industry and consumers. And guess who pays for all this cost, this capital cost of adding control measures at each of these units? Ratepayers, consumers. I don't see those issues of federalism and clean air as being incongruent. The environmental statutes have always recognized the importance of the states in this process. In fact, more so than any laws passed by Congress,
understood.
Cooperative federalism is the focus.
I understand, Attorney General. Where does it go from here? You said you're going to make a comment on the rulemaking, but can you take this into court?
I think our proposal speaks for itself, John. I think that it recognizes the authority of the EPA, and it recognizes the authority of the states to engage in a cooperative effort to ensure that standards are established on a unit-by-unit, inside-the-fence approach, as opposed to a capitated cap-and-trade approach by the federal government on a state-by-state basis.
Attorney General Scott Pruitt, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Scott Pruitt is the Attorney General of the state of Oklahoma, challenging EPA authority in regulating power plant emissions. This is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.